Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. I'm just still laughing. Jimmy and I were wondering how long it was going to be before you took your mask off, and you finally did it. We're going to let you talk with the mask on. It was awesome.
It was close. It was close. And you were distracting me.
Oh, yeah. It's always my fault.
It's your fault.
It's always somebody else's fault.
It is Saturday, November 7th. 10:04 in the morning, and maybe 10:05, whatever. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. We are also available live streaming every week, 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays, at our website, sapperston.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set. Should be able to connect to the show. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, you go to sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives. And all of our shows are there for quite some time. And if you want to replay a show, you missed the show's there. And finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. What's it under, the commentary tab or something?
It's under weekly economic commentary.
Really? Really?
Weekly.
Weekly.
Because it's written weekly.
Really? Is that why it says weekly?
Not once a week.
It's written weekly. Right. Was there anything good in it?
Well, they talked about that. What happened last week? I can't remember. Halloween?
Either. It's all a blur.
Sean Connery died? The election. That's right. That's not over. They have until December 14th. To actually certify.
I thought it was December 1st. It's 14th,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It's the 8th, but they get an extra 6 days, so who knows? Yeah, they talk about that. They talk about good employment, and, I think basically we all know we need stimulus. But this week, the chart for the ISM non-manufacturing index is in Halloween colors.
Really?
It's in orange and black.
Yeah, it was better than expected, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the colors.
Oh, the colors, well. At least it wasn't in either red or blue, so at least orange.
But the wave never came.
The blue wave died.
Didn't come.
Yeah, it didn't come.
Nancy's in trouble.
And
she said they have a mandate. I saw her at a press conference.
A mandate?
The people have given us a mandate.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's mentally ill. And if the, well, we'll get to a financial part of our show. They'd like to hear it. But the far left of the Democratic Party, if they're not recognizing that their far left was repudiated in the election. They're smoking the stuff that they just voted for, all right?
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, that's right. Is that it? Did I cover everything? Give the phone numbers, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Try to give us a call early, because if I remember right, there was quite a few calls, like at the last 5 minutes of the show.
Right.
And the board was filled up. So, you know, don't wait until the end of the show. Give us a call when it's very easy to get in. Or if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you can go to the chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on chat. Join the chat. Type a question. Type a symbol. If you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
I think what I want to do one of these shows is we should drink during the show.
Drink?
I mean, drink alcohol.
Oh, you're drinking.
We'll have to have a car service.
Well, how do
drink
I know there's
drive,
not alcohol in that bottle you're
there's,
drinking?
It's water.
It's water. Okay.
Pure water.
Like Johnny Carson, huh?
No, it's pure water.
Okay.
It's good. It's filtered water. It's unbelievable.
Is it? Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I thought they said there's more stuff in filtered water than there is in regular water.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, don't
we shall see. When
of
it's filtered, what does it go through? It goes through chemicals and stuff, okay?
No, it doesn't. Charcoal.
Oh, yeah.
It's natural.
It's natural, yeah.
Natural.
All right. Believe what you want.
It's the new green. It's a new green economy.
You're like Nancy Pelosi. She believes what she wants, you know. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, Willard, David.
You know,
Jimmy.
He knows Willard's monitoring us in the background.
Well, of course he is.
David was all worried. I said I was going to do a totally politically incorrect show today.
That's what I
wasn't worried whatsoever. I just make sure everybody knows there was Peter Greco.
I am going to stand up for the emerging politically incorrect party that will develop, you know. So.
Well, you know what happened? I guess I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, better you than me.
It's a free country.
Computers were hacked. It's really simple. They do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, what's Barrick doing?
What is who doing?
Barrick Gold.
What's the symbol
G-O-L-D
on that now? It's G-O-L-D, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You always want to hit that old symbol all the time, you know. So let's see what it says. The chart says it's just consolidating.
28.87 on the close.
Very nice. I mean, it had a gigantic run up, like everything from March, from around the 13 area, hit 31, came back to 26, and it's in a trading range between 26 and 31, heading to the top again.
That's cool.
I like that consolidation. Looks very nice.
I think gold is on the move again.
That's what everybody tells me.
Which way? Come on.
North, David.
Okay, just checking. Just keeping you on your toes.
I called in to check in and, you know, I wanted to say hello to my fan club.
You're one person fan club.
No, I have two.
Oh, you have two, that's right.
Tom's a fan, even though he picks on me, but that's how I know he's a fan.
Right.
As long as it's publicity, it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad.
Absolutely. And I do have a piece of art in a show that opened yesterday downtown, but there was no opening.
There was no opening? So how did it open?
Well, they put the stuff on the wall, and then you could come in when their hours are there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But usually they have an opening with hundreds of people and, you know, drinks and stuff like that, but they didn't have it.
Mm.
And it would be like a masked ball.
A masked ball.
Peter knows all about those masks.
Well,
we were just talking about that.
Absolutely useless.
We won't go into that. Go ahead.
But anyways, I wanted to check in.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, maybe you'll start the little trigger to get everybody else start calling.
Well, that was my goal.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll see if you made it or not, or you failed.
Oh, and my favorite stock is driving me crazy.
It is.
Yeah, every other day something else comes out. It goes up and down and up and down. But one of the things that came out recently in the area that they will be mining in a very short period of time, they discovered up to 51.3 grams per ton.
No.
But I mean, that's in a little less than a square mile of the area that they're going to start mining. So
you're kidding me.
No, that sounds really good, because I think the average ton or the average grams coming out of South Africa is about 2.
Yeah, because a lot of those mines are down to the last drops in a way, you know.
Yeah, so, and they're down.
The easy stuff's gone, you know.
So. It costs almost as much to get it as it's worth.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Well, anyways, guys.
Hey.
I thought I'd start you off, and
it's my favorite. That's my favorite word, anyways. You know.
Take care.
Take it easy.
Okay,
right
have
now.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
We have somebody.
Thank God.
Yeah. So this person says, at the start of the week, I was looking at ACB.
And well, I hope you bought it.
TLRY.
Tilray. Yeah, I hope you bought them.
He said he picked, or she said, I picked ACB. Which one would you have picked and why? I think that's a great question.
Well,
so ACB is a cannabis stock, for those of you that.
Which one would I have picked? You know, this is easy in hindsight.
Yeah,
ACB obviously was a tremendous choice. If yeah. I remember, I think it went up like
almost doubled from $5 to $9.79.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. And Tilray went from what?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I get that. Actually, I would have picked both. You know, once again, you know, I do the chicken way. You know, since you normally pick the wrong one.
Tilray did pretty much close to double too.
About the same.
Closed down
yeah.
less than.
Yeah. It was a smart move in the sense, you know, I own this cannabis stock that hardly moved. So you shouldn't be asking me that opinion. But I forgot the one thing, you know, why did both of those move as far as they did? They both had very high short interest. So it was kind of like a short squeeze going on. So sometimes when you're making a decision, you've done your research into the stock, and there are, you know, these momentum type things or stuff that people jump into. Go check the short interest and see how high it is. You know, usually
that should always be part of any analysis.
Yeah, yeah. Anything more than, you know, 10% of the float is short is good. You know, and certainly I think one of them had like 28% short interest in it. Might have been Tilray. I think. Yeah, you can check it. I'm trying to remember off the top of my mind. One was 18, one was 28%. Very nice short interest. So once they get going, you know, the shorts have to run for cover. So always use that, you know, when you're trying to decide. But also, you know, sometimes if you're not sure, buy a little of each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. See you later. Have a nice weekend. Oh, no.
Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Peter, you sound good on the promo, WBN. I heard you this week. Nice.
Really?
Yeah, sounded good.
Yeah, did it in one take.
It was hard to believe because I was sitting here when he did it. Yeah.
Well, I remember years ago we used to do these workshops, you know, like once a month. And at the end of the workshop, they wanted to record, you know, a promo. It was a video at the time, you know. And both Willard and I kept messing up our lines so long they gave up. You know?
That's funny. I got a chart in here I really like a lot. I think you'll like it, too. Punch in EEM.
Emerging market.
I know. We just had some falses in the past, but the chart hasn't looked this good on all the other ones, I don't think.
47.93 on the close.
Yeah, it's been flying, no question about that.
I sold some 35.50s two gap ups. I go long the common if it pulls back a couple of days and then takes off again. You know, that's my plan of attack.
What'd you sell, though?
What did it close at?
47.93.
Yeah, you sold
35.50s? 45.50.
Oh, 45.50. Okay, that made more sense, yeah.
Nice chart, though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful chart. You know, it's took out the high from when? Quite a while ago, early in the year, I guess. Early in the year. Came out of a nice consolidation. And if you want to believe the target on it, it's 53.5. You
know. Double gap up, too.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
You know what I mean? It's usually pretty... pretty positive.
Yep, no question about it. It looks like a nice play you picked, and I assume the premium was pretty decent. So,
it was actually pretty good.
Yep.
The other one I like, I've been in and out of this one. ROSD, Ross Stores.
Isn't that the store you go into and it's a mess, right? There's stuff laying all over the place, I think.
That's the one, but because some people are buying so many things. That's why it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, it's that too, but I guess, you know, that's the way it's one of those discount stores, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
The real meat retailers, they close because nobody's in them to make them messy.
It's true. Close at 93:30.
Yeah.
What would you rather have, Pete? Everything nice and neat and nobody in the store, or just everybody messing stuff up?
It
gives the employees something to do.
Have you ever tried to go through a mess, especially if you're looking for clothes and trying to find your size?
Well, it's not the worst thing I've ever
done. It's not the worst thing. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Yeah, you don't want to go.
All right. No, I mean, it's basically been in a, you know, trading range. With the highs up in the, toward the high 90s and the lows near, it could have been that low in the 80s, middle 80s, yeah. So it's in a trading range. So what'd you do with that one?
What did it close at? I'll tell you a story.
93.30.
I had the 87.50s expiring last Friday, and it was going to get put to me, so I ended up rolling down 85 and got more premium, and the thing takes off on me. I mean, I did real well, but by dumb luck. I mean, I was just I should have took the. If I would have just took the common, I had a nice position. I would have. Look what it's done in the last week.
Oh yeah, nice run.
But I was just chump changing it, trying to get small ball. And but hindsight being 20/20, if I would have just took the common on Friday and sold yesterday, it would have been unbelievable. But you never know.
Oh, no, that's right. You know,
you always got to think, though, of how many times you didn't do that. And or wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. If you did that, maybe it does work out more than I think. But
No. I think what you just said, Dave, I think of that all the time.
I know.
You know, no. I don't. You gotta be disciplined when you're selling these puts. You can't.
You gotta have a short memory.
I got a short memory. Okay, good. Guys, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Have a nice weekend there. Right now, give us a call. As you might guess, the phone line's wide open still. So 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Nobody's given me a chance to be politically incorrect.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares? I think they do. If I was, they would care. You get all these, anyway. We're going to go to Don. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Shout out to Peter for recommending GM about a month and a half ago.
Well, thank you.
Blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while.
Well, you know, I mean, he seems to find a couple.
Yeah.
So maybe he's
Don't
not
tell
all
him that
blind.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So what do we think going forward?
What do we think? We don't think. I don't try.
I'm trying to figure out if the Bills are going to have a chance tomorrow. That's my big thing.
Yeah, I mean,
and Clemson. Can Clemson?
I've always said to people, trying to guess
my
what the market
goes to Clemson.
Nice school, beautiful.
Yeah, but trying to guess what the market does is a waste of time. I have no idea going ahead. Typically, you know, the market's basically been following the election cycle. It was going to make a low in October. Maybe a little, it's pretty much on time, really, in October. Usually takes off into the first week of the early part of November, and then usually into the second part, into mid-November, maybe the third week of November, it drops, okay? And so if it followed the site. But then again, you know, to me, it looks like one, you know, the old cliche, it's a market of stocks. So, you know, you can't let what you're guessing the market's going to do bother you in terms of trying to pick stocks, because that's what you should be doing. And second of all, you may just go into a trading range while everything gets sorted out, you know. And that's really what the market's done. It's been in a trading range now for some, for quite a while, you know, since September.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny that like 2 days before the election, the market just took off. And after the election, because the Senate went the other way and they weren't going to get the big stimulus, the market took off again. So, I mean, it's for me, it's the last week has been the best week I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a friend who trades options. He said that this has been the best week ever in his life. You know.
Right. Yeah, me too. I mean, yep. the options that I've had on GM and that Chinese XPEV.
Oh, XPEV, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stock has just doubled. I mean.
And hopefully you took your profits, right?
Yeah, I took a little off, yep, but I'm afraid to take any more off.
Well,
you know? I mean, I took a third off.
And, well, that's good, yeah.
And I just said, well, I'm going to keep the rest because there's these companies. I mean, they compete with Tesla in China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not because they make electric vehicles, but they make that high-end electric vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Tesla just came out saying they're going to have a vehicle, $25,000 vehicle, and also that they're going to start manufacturing their own batteries, which will decrease their costs by 56%. It is true, but how long it takes, they say 3 years, but they're not always right. But that's interesting.
I know that Tesla has been shipping some of their cars out of China and selling them in Europe. So, you know, because of their sales not being as strong as they anticipated there. And these other companies seem to be picking up speed. There's like two, three, four of them that are, you know, really increasing production. So
because there's a lot of competition, even from
the
old line companies like General Motors, Ford,
General Motors,
European car companies. You know.
Yeah. What do you think of this stock Plug?
Well, I think it's all of a sudden it came into its own. It was always a speculator's dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And fuel cells, you know, they go in and out of, like, the answer to everything, and then maybe not. But, you know, it ran up to, what, 19, came all the way back to 14, which was a perfect test at a breakout, and took off again.
Close at 1896.
So, unfortunately, I have to like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, was just wondering why they don't just go to natural gas. I mean, they do already have a lot of the infrastructure for that. I mean, a stock that I had forever and lost money on was Clean Energy.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I don't even remember what the symbol is. But
CLNE, I think it is. But
yeah, I mean, that thing was supposed to be the answer to everything, too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They do have the buses running on natural gas, but, I mean, and Honda actually, one of their Honda Civic had a car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they still do, but I actually was thinking about buying one, you know, but then you got to put the apparatus in your garage to fill it up, and I don't know. It's the same kind of deal. I mean, the hydrogen thing, they have to have all of these stations somewhere. I don't know.
It's, you know, I try not to, you know.
Overanalyze it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know. And, look at what solar stocks have done. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and if everybody forgot about them, you know.
Yeah. Well, with I think they were down this week, though.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, some of them have gone up 10 times in value. You know?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, you see a lot of these new solar farms. They were supposed to do them around here. They were looking for land to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even my son-in-law called about leasing his land to one of them, but they never called him back.
Yeah, well, it depends. So, you know, depends who, what companies, what areas, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But from my understanding, is solar's pretty competitive these days.
Mm-hmm. So one other thing wasn't good. Anyways, a little while ago, I called about that option play that what's Vinny Vincent had, or and
he, oh yeah,
he,
yeah,
yeah. Remember he?
Yeah, I forgot all about
that. How
could
we forget?
Yeah, how could we? Yeah.
He tried to capture the dividend,
right?
And he sold the 22s and expired a week after the dividend. And I actually sold the 23s, and mine were called away.
Mm.
So it didn't work. So
interesting. It's too, yeah, too bad you weren't on just before him because he was.
Yeah,
on,
I know.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah. I've been thinking about calling about that one because I actually made the play to see what would happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were actually called away.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'd like to ask him what happened with his.
But. Well, maybe next week.
Okay, sounds
all
good.
Right. Gentlemen, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to John in Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Peter, I don't see why you keep saying that you're politically incorrect, because I believe that when you go on your political narratives, you are correct.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Please do not pour gasoline on that fire, please. Got any matches?
I actually enjoy that part of the show, so there's one vote.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that, because we had so many – well, I can go into this forever, you know, how people back down and so forth.
But I won't, he said.
No, I will. I will. You know, I will bring up another example of what's wrong. You know, I don't know if you saw that thing
about – The world according to Pete.
It's true. The Girl Scouts of America, did you see that, where they congratulated – what was her name? Barrett?
ACB.
Yeah, for
becoming
the fifth woman
to be in the Supreme Court.
And they took all sorts of shots at them, okay? How could you possibly congratulate this woman? She's this, she's that. So they back down like everybody does, you know, and they pull it off the website, right? That's what's wrong with the country right now. So anyway...
So does that mean, Peter, you're never going to buy any more Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I know. That's what I said. What are they worried?
Let's not get crazy.
That people are going to stop buying. Well, I don't think they taste.
First of all, Peter doesn't buy them.
To be honest, you know, my opinion is they don't taste as good as they used to. But
the Thin Mints do not taste as good as they used to. I agree with you.
Right.
It's because we're getting older. It's our taste buds.
No, they're changing.
They're healthier.
I don't know what
they're doing.
They're
healthier.
But, you know, in this country, I've yet to see somebody say, hey, this is what we meant. You don't like it. Too bad. Right? We're just congratulating a woman. In other words, the Girl Scouts are women. They're going to be women. This shows what women can accomplish. That's all we were saying. Right?
It could not have been a more correct advertisement.
Exactly. So, but, you know, we're allowing all these idiots that think they have to say something, you know, because maybe they don't have a life or something. I don't know. But, you know, and then all of a sudden it encourages more and more of them. And, you know, something's got to be done. And I think if companies and individuals would stand up to them and say, listen, you want to interpret the way you want to interpret, that's your problem, right?
You know, you could say that about your political aspect relative to the show. If a listener doesn't want to hear that, there's many other stations.
Oh, exactly. Shut us off. That's exactly it. Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
so.
Enough of this.
Enough of that. What are we going to talk about next?
Okay, based upon the projection of having, okay, I can't use that term, but having a Biden-Harris presidency, a McConnell Senate, and a... a Pelosi House. I still can't get over that. What impact do you see going forward relative to sectors or individual stocks?
The problem is, and, you know, I never try to guess because usually it's opposite what happens, right?
Well, that's what I've tracked that, and I was going to go the other way.
Yeah, because, you have to just watch what is doing well and what isn't, you know. And
so based upon the initial market reaction to the situation, what is it telling us?
Well, it's telling you that in general, for now, you know, the same old stuff that's been in favor should stay in favor. Okay, so you know, the semiconductors, the technology in general. You know, those sectors, you know, that have been performing well should continue to perform well until you begin to get signs of, and every week or two, you know, look, oh, they're rotating, right? and but they don't. You know, they rotate for a day or with two or three or whatever. So, you know, so you just have to keep an eye on, you know, what continues to show strength. And, you know, those groups, they just come right back into.
Yeah, there's not – I mean, there's really hasn't been much of a change. The Republicans control the Senate, and they eventually control the approval or denial on budgetary matters. The House runs the budgetary matters. That hasn't changed. Yes, there's a change in the White House. But, I mean, it's interesting. The first 2 days, the market were up so much. The last time that happened in a presidential election – was the first and only time was Ronald Reagan being swept in. So it looked like, you know, if you're using that barometer, that Donald Trump would have remained in office. But obviously it didn't. Well, we don't know the answer yet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look great.
Yeah. You know, but the thing that surprises me, if you look at the material stocks, they've been doing very well. You know, in the last 3 months, they're the second strongest group.
Because they're talking about infrastructure and all that.
Well, basic whatever. But I mean, the sectors tell you, you know, what's going on. And to me, you know, I wouldn't even buy the story about infrastructure. How many years has that been going on?
Right, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, right.
It's the same story.
But that's where
it's Groundhog Day.
That's what's doing well. So pay attention to those sectors that have been doing well over the last few months and stay with them.
Is there anything that has jumped out and said you definitely want to avoid that given the political outlook?
Oil.
Well, I mean, let's not say necessarily the political outlook, but yeah, I mean, energy's been in bad shape and probably will stay that way, you know, for some time.
The new tobacco.
And then, you know, looking at even the last 3 months, you know, real estate hasn't been a good area to be in, you know, and continues to be a poor area to be in. But you know, you have to watch when there's a switch, you know, in those areas. So, I mean, the stocks themselves and the groups themselves, you know, kind of tell you what's going on. As long as you're making, you know, higher highs and higher lows, you're in an uptrend, right?
Well, thank you for the insight, guys, and the conversation. I'll let another caller get in there and switch the direction.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the support. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to know that I voted on the wrong side, though, too. So if my vote for you doesn't really mean much.
Well, with that, have a good weekend. Okay, right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, while we're waiting for calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, member MSRB, and an RIA.
Great.
And right now, while we were waiting, nobody called. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box, which is also empty right now, at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type a question. Type a symbol. And if you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Is that it for now?
That's it.
Can I do some more philosophy?
We have one caller on the line if you want to take that. And then
is that on the line? I thought he was just listening.
I don't think so.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Great to hear this show again. I enjoy it a lot. I want to focus on two of my stocks, or one stock, one mutual fund today. Bristol Myers, BMY, it made the Barron's Market View today, and they say to buy it at under 64 and add to it between 62 and 60. It is paying a nice dividend, but the dividend was due November 2nd, and it hasn't arrived yet, so I'm waiting for it. But I'm wondering, you know, based on the technical information, how good could this go to? You know, what's holding it from going further up?
Well, I don't know what's holding it. You know, it's did they just have a problem with the drug, or I forgot. There was some kind of news just recently.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But
close at 63.80.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really been consolidating after, you know, nice run-up after getting down to, 46 or so?
Right.
It ran up to 65. It's been consolidating. Then it took out and it hit 66, which was a new breakout. And the next key area would be 68 and then 70. And then you might see that price objective, take it for what it's worth, 85, you know.
Yeah, that'd be long haul that way.
Well, the 200 days at 60, the 50 days at 60. So, you know, it's above both of those. They're both in the same area. So 60 should be good support. And, you know, it looks okay to me. I don't know what's holding it back, but whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Second item would be, and I've asked about this before, my Ultra Fund, TWCUX. And it closed at 76.12, up 687 for the week. And Barron showed it a 40% year-to-date total return.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, could that get up even further into the 80s? Because it's really been on a nice long run.
Well, once again, take it for what it's worth, the price objective is 92 on the chart. But, you know, take that for what it's worth. But, you know, 200 days at 60. And the 50 days at about 70. So I'd like to see it stay above 70 and definitely above 60.
Close, you know. 72.97.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said before, it tends to, I don't know what they're in right now, but they were a very aggressive fund. I think they still are, you know, obviously by a 40% return. And
what was that closing price, David?
$72.97.
See, this is where Barron's goes off the wall. They have it at 76.12 close on Friday. I've had this happen a couple of times between.
I could be wrong, too. I'm just going by Morningstar. So.
This says 72.97, okay. Too. You know, I agree with you. You know,
terrible.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, it's my stomach's churning. But anyway.
Yeah, this is a U.S. large growth fund, so they must.
They have a lot of the FANG stocks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yep. So that's, you know, moves with the, you know, for years they always moved kind of with the NASDAQ, you know, and I think the NASDAQ's up something like that, 30-some-odd percent.
32%.
32%.
32.6.
So, you know, its fate kind of lies somewhat with the NASDAQ and the FANG stocks and, you know, so forth. So keep an eye on what's going on in the NASDAQ, that's all.
Great idea.
Yep.
Yeah, now I just want to mention my tender offer was complete, and I received my check at Fidelity for the.
Well, very good.
So that worked out great.
Yep.
And of course, the company is no longer trading. So.
Mm-hmm.
Last item, Pete, did you receive my mailing?
No.
You didn't. Okay, you should be getting it this week. It was a call.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Okay.
I said it Monday. Boy, that's bad mailing at the Saperstein site, right?
Right.
Address? Yeah. Very good. Okay, continue to enjoy the show.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
All right, bye.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, Art.
We go next to Mike in Lancaster. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just got a question. What do you think Trump's going to be doing after the election? Is he going to try to resurrect Trump University? Or?
I think he's going to run for re-election. Again, so 4 years later.
What about Trump University?
Why not? Sure, Trump stakes.
Is he going to fire that up again and scam $25 million away from people again?
Yeah, well, he's trying to catch up with Joe Biden, maybe, and Hunter.
Well, you know, we know that he was actually sued and decided to settle when he said he would never settle. You guys stepped into it. There you go. Have a good day.
What did we step into?
I don't know. How's that basement, I wonder?
We were not, you know, the bottom line is, you know, People ask you, where do you live? You live in your head, okay?
Cool.
Yep. And because of that, life is an illusion, okay? In other words, life is an illusion because you think you know what life is, but you don't. So for anybody, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or whatever, right. You know.
Hey,
you
got, listen, if Joe Biden wins, he's our president.
He won. You know,
that's it.
Like I
we
say,
we just don't know.
What I'm concerned with is, you know, either the Democrats throw him out of office for being incompetent, or he dies.
And maybe he'll do a great job.
And you get Harry. No, if I hope he stays in office if he wins, all right? Because God forbid you get Harris, and who do you get? Pelosi as the vice president, I think. God forbid.
Hey, listen, it's the way it goes.
And that's not the way it goes. Communism on its way.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we shall see.
Hasn't worked well
before.
And I know,
the problem is that, you know, both
don't underestimate
both
the American
Democrats,
public. You can't underestimate the American public.
We shall see. So far, the good thing is, I got to admit, I'm surprised they repudiated the far left. You know, that was great. You know, I'm glad to see that. But people have to learn how to think about both sides, right? You know,
right. There's good ideas on both sides.
There's good points on the right. There's good points on the left. But never all left or all right, you know. So, but the middle's gone, unfortunately. So anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the chat and archives. Click on chat, join the chat, and you're on your way.
Was that your tirade?
No, you haven't heard my tirade.
Oh, I've heard.
Do you want to hear my tirade?
Not on the air. No, it's going to be interesting.
I'm just against people that don't think for themselves. You know, they were brought up, taught a certain way, and they think their beliefs are right, you know, and they're not necessarily right.
Well, it's good to be passionate, but you also have to be realistic.
But you got to be realistic, and you got to consider both sides. What was it, Socrates? Didn't he always teach that, more or less? He always asked questions and would ask it from the other side.
Was he in your fraternity in college?
Yeah, definitely. By what?
Peter with the robe.
No, but really, people don't do that. You know, look at both sides of it. You know, I could go into this police brutality thing in great length, all right, about looking at both sides. Would you like to be a cop today? It's easy to say after the fact, why didn't they do this? Right. You were not there, you know. Some cases, they were absolutely right. You know, the cops did something terrible and shouldn't have done it. Other cases, you can't really totally judge because you weren't there. So, and they should take you, if you complain, go out in the beat with them, you know, and see what you would do. And when the guy's rushing at you, hand you the gun, see what you're going to do, right?
Right.
There you go. So
we have somebody.
Do you want me to go on now?
No, not really. I don't like seeing you during the week, much less on Saturday, for crying out loud. Caller has called in, a little bit shy, looking for thoughts on a stock. APVO, Pete. How's this? A little diversion.
A little diversion? I was enjoying myself. I was just getting going.
Yeah, well, you only got about 10 minutes. You can go talk to yourself
for the rest
of the weekend.
10 minutes of tirade.
At Tivo Therapeutics.
I don't know what to say about that thing. I hope they own it.
Oof.
Did they say they owned it?
I don't know. Did they say they owned it? I don't know. He's tied up now. Let's pretend yes. He bought it last week.
I mean, look at this run.
Yeah.
Charts off the wall. Went from 6.5 up to 29. You see any news on that at all?
Sure. Oh yeah. Update on ongoing. It's a phase one clinical trials. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, oh yeah. It was just running.
What kind of drug though?
I'm assuming cancer.
Oh, okay. Huh. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, if you own it, I would certainly be taking some off the table.
Yeah, it says they announced their first complete remission and ongoing. I don't know if this is. It's. I don't know if they make Optivo. No, I don't. No, that's an O. So this must be obviously something for cancer because they're talking about remission. So they had a good report.
Yeah, so maybe they could call back and let them know, you know, are they looking to buy it or do they own it or what, you know, but if I was looking to buy it.
Just suggestions.
I would have a tough time.
Right, it's pretty tough to jump in here.
You know, if you've done your research, I mean, you got your 200-day back at 7, you know. You know, so where is there any support, you know? And it can keep going. So if you're looking to buy it, it's, you know, if I was looking to buy it and I felt like I did my research and very strongly about this, go buy a little, you know.
Sure.
And then wait for a pullback, you know, and go from there, you know. But make a plan, you know, based on your risk tolerance and the research you did and go from there. Okay, right now, going to Vic in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay, good, what's up?
If you don't mind, I'd like to add to the political conversation.
Oh, do that.
guys like Mike need to get a life. He didn't add anything regarding his comments. But the one thing I'd like to say is our election process is the most dysfunctional of any democracy in the world. We are the only country that allows votes after their election day, the only democracy in the world. And what happened this week is an embarrassment.
Oh, and, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Most likely, it won't be resolved. You know, there's a lot of hue and cry that we have to make changes. They'll probably continue to allow early voting, mail-in balloting, and harvesting of ballots.
Well, you know, we're a republic, first off. We're made up of states. We're not a democracy. So that's why it's dysfunctional, because what they do in Maine isn't what they do in New Mexico. It is confusing. The other thing on this early voting and the voting after is that, you know, there was COVID. So it seems to me that was the excuse that they use for that. Right. I think you will see some changes, but you're absolutely right. It's absolutely ridiculous to accept a vote after.
Well, they wrote after, and plus a lot of the early voting was even before the debates.
Yeah, but people voted because they were voting blue or red or orange.
Yeah, because they're stuck on their beliefs, right. You know. But yeah, so I mean, I don't even agree with that. You know, wait for the debates. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I agree. It's a messed up system. And
it's a bad state of affairs. And to think an ignoramus like Biden, or even worse, a communist like Harris, and she is a communist.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at her past actions. Just look at the platform. You know, if she gets in, God forbid. And the one thing that makes me really nervous is we have two runoffs in Georgia.
Oh, geez, yeah, I know.
If perchance both were flipped, it doesn't look likely, but if possible, they were both flipped, we'd be 50-50.
And who gets the vote?
Harris
gets the vote.
We'll become a communist country.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to get it off to my chest.
Do you feel better?
I do have a couple stocks if you're interested in talking about stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And other people probably do, so go ahead.
APD.
What was it?
APD. Apple Paul David.
APD.
You hear better than I hear.
Not necessarily. 306.72.
Air Products, yeah. Holy cow. Do you own that or what?
I do, and I'm thinking of possibly buying more. It's looking good.
I can't believe where that stock is. Holy cow. Pardon me. You know, 306. I remember when that was double-digit stock.
You told everybody to buy it, Pete.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't buy it naturally, but, you know, God. Well, I mean, you know, the problem is it did give a bearish signal when it broke down, but that got reversed quickly. And, you know, that's a very positive sign. And I would say that, you know, if you could break out, you know, and go to, say, 308 or 312, 4, 5, 6, 7, 28.
You
get a price objective. You know, even that would, it'd be tough to come up with a price objective for it, though.
Yeah, why'd it go down? It went to that moving average line and then bounced. But why? I'm trying to look back and see in November what the news was.
I don't know really. But it might have been on the days. You know, remember when the market was weak for a couple of days there, those bad days. You know, but the recent run was from 208 to 308, right? Right. So if this were the breakout, potentially, if you use a measured move, the target would be 372.
Yeah, their earnings are due on the 11th.
Right, right. That's what makes...
They were looking for a decline. That's why it went down, but poof, came right back.
Yep. So, if it does break out, measured move, nothing guaranteed, but the measured move target would be 372.
Right. They work in tandem with Lindy, which also has done very, very well. So both stocks do the same. Mm-hmm. They're in the same type of business.
Well, that's good. That's another point people should recognize, Watch what similar stocks are doing, Sometimes, you could see, hey, this guy does this and it hasn't caught up yet. Maybe it's a good opportunity. So, it's a good way to look at it, too.
And want to know what you think of Snap. Had a really big day on Friday. I'm in at about 38. It's gone up so much. Wonder whether you think a pullback is possible here.
Well, it had its pullback. Doesn't mean it wouldn't have another pullback, but it made that big run, had a pullback from 44 down to 39. Okay, and now took it out again and
closed at 45.38.
Yeah, and once again, if you look at that one, this run was from 22 to 44. So, you could come up with a target as high as 60.
No, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And, I'd get concerned if it dropped under, it's too far back, probably 38, If it dropped to 38, might reevaluate it at that point.
Yeah, that's where I bought it.
Right.
And then one other, I called a few weeks ago about Grayscale Bitcoin, and they've also had a good move this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bitcoin's close to 16,000.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gone just, up 60% in, several weeks.
Right. So now they're starting, just so you know, the IRS is starting to treat virtual currency as property for tax purposes. So, the IRS is all over this. So people that are exchanging or selling this virtual currency, will recognize gains or losses, and they're going to be looking for this. So that doesn't mean it's going up or down. I've been meaning to point it out for a couple of weeks, and I never got a chance to. So I'm glad you brought it up.
It's had a big run, you're in it, you said, right?
Right. I'm in it at 14.5.
Yeah. And so right now the 50 days say around 13. So that's kind of your reevaluation. The breakout point was 15.75. So that's the first point I might get a little to reevaluate it, But
right.
I've the thing with Bitcoin, and I always kind of laughed at it, but it is something that has a finite supply,
Well, PayPal just recently announced that they're going to start accepting payments with Bitcoin, and that that's kind of significant. If other financial companies do the same, that would be. And I thought I read a while ago that I think that J.P. Morgan is going to get involved in.
Oh yeah, believe me, it's going to be more and more. And also, I was talking to a guy who's been in Bitcoin for years and years. And, whether right or wrong, he was telling me some big investment outfits are buying Bitcoin, buying it up, right? And I said, well, if it's in limited supply, what's this going to be, another cornering of the market like the Hunts and Silver?
Yeah.
Well, you said it's an unlimited supply, but it's not.
It's a limited supply.
No, but you said.
Oh, did I say unlimited? Did I say unlimited?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you must have meant limited, but you said unlimited supply of it. But yeah, okay.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
To you.
Thanks for your comments.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye. Take care. Well, that's about it. We have about a minute to go. You can send all your complaints to David.
I have a special receptacle in the office.
Do you really?
It's called opinions.
But really, learn how to think for
yourself. You don't like your
opinions. Learn how to think for yourself. As they say, an unexamined life is a life not worth living. So,
God, we're so philosophical today.
And, take a look
at
everything.
Have you been reading?
I try to every once in a while, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know,
we got to get you out of the kitchen.
Now, you know,
we got to get you out
learn,
of the kitchen.
Learn how to think, and you know,
think
I vote,
again.
I voted for
it's
Clinton in his second
for,
term.
Catchy
you know,
name
I've
for
I've always
a
said that to people. I voted for Bill Clinton in his second term, and I always voted Republican. You know, so therefore, you know, recognize you may be wrong at times, and look at the other guy's point of view. Till next week. Keep a little powder dry. Take care. We'll see what the world brings next week.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.